Hey y'all, welcome back to Lily Her Podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Mariah, and you are now listening to a Big Yarn Production Boo, but you already know that because you know why you're here. And if you don't know and it's your first time being here, welcome, boo. On today's episode, I really just want to get right into it. I think we all need a little motivation on this Monday. I don't know if nobody has told you. I don't know who hasn't told you and why they haven't told you, but I'm going to have to just be the one to say it, and I'm fine with that. I think that you are doing better than you think you are, and I love that for you. And little do you know, you probably like, Yana, look, I don't even have that dream job that I wanted. I don't have that bag that I wanted. I don't have that car that I wanted. You know, right now, it's not even about the cars and the shoes and the bags, babe. Like, these bills just need to be paid, and Yana, it's a lot going on. And boo, I get it. But that's why I want to just let you know that, baby, your 12-year-old self will be so proud of you, boo. And I think a lot of times we forget about her. You know, we forget about him. We forget about what she's doing. And she's still in us. And I think a lot of times if she walked in on us and seen the way that we was living nowadays, she would be very impressed with everything that we have going on. I know for me, if my younger self seen me, she seen what I was doing, she would be like, girl, who are you? Like, I think she would be very shocked. I actually had a dream that my mom had another child. She looked just like me, like the biggest eyes. It was a little cute little brown skin little girl. It was a cute little brown skin little girl with big eyes. And I remember being in the car and I was dreaming and she was sitting on my lap, and I don't know what we was talking about. I remember just like looking at her and I was like, girl, you look exactly like me. It made me really think about this topic. It made me really want to talk about where we are at now. I don't know whether it's a younger self or like a younger sibling. I'm the only child. So I think a lot of times we forget about our 12-year-old self. If my 12-year-old self could look at everything I was doing, that girl would be shook. A lot of times when I was 12 years old, when I even think back on that time in my life, I just remember like how cruel the world could be. A lot of times, like, society made me feel like as what I was as a child before I got my braces, before, you know, I had everything that I wanted and I looked the way I did. People were being funny. People were really being funny. But I was a real girl. Like, I don't think it probably looked like it really hurted me too much, but it made me want to portray myself a certain way. I feel like I couldn't be loud and obnoxious. But I would mask me being mad, angry, and obnoxious to people. I think I would mask that up when I was like shy, or I felt like self-conscious of myself, especially when people would say things. I just want you to really think about like your 12-year-old self, and I really started thinking about mine and what that girl would think about me. Like, if she walked in on me and she seen me, like, girl, what the, she would be shocked. And I think a lot of times we forget about her, we forget about him, and I think we got to think about what she would say if she was right in front of us. The first thing that she's gonna see is all the growth that I've done. I think the first thing she's gonna be like, dang, Yana, girl, you look like, no way. She would be so shocked that I look this good. Because, like, yeah, the glow up was real. The glow up was real. And not only just that, I think when it comes down to work, the way, like, my friends, I feel like she would be shocked on, like, who I'm still friends with and the boundaries I decided to, like, keep. Because that girl don't know nothing about boundaries. That girl don't know nothing about saving. That girl don't know nothing about, like, anything. But My Little Pony and Dora, she was living her life. Maybe not 12, but I don't know what she was doing, but she was living her life. Like, and I love that for her. But life be life in now. And I think a lot of times, like, though life be life in, a lot of our big changes and the biggest changes come, like, not even from the physical things that you can see. You know, she would really have to sit down and have a conversation for her to be like, yeah, Yana, like, you know what? Yeah, like, yeah, girl, you actually got it going on. Once she really sees, like, you know, the boundaries and the mindset and the shift that was really made. So I'm inviting y'all on this episode to sit down. We sitting down today, baby. And I know every time I come in here, I be like, y'all, we gonna sit down. And I just want y'all to think, because I really do want y'all to think when I be talking. But I just want to invite y'all in on having a conversation with your younger self. Think about when it comes down to meeting you all over again. The shift, like I said, It's quiet. And sometimes it's things that we can't even see. It's things that we can't even pinpoint until someone starts talking to you and you start to be able to say, like, yeah, these are my credentials. This is what I do. You know, and I feel like she would be very proud of you. So I want you to be proud of you. You're a whole new girl. And though you are, like, still the younger self, like, she's gone through you. And when I say she, I'm talking about you at this point. We have gone through trials and tribulations that our 12-year-old self has yet to face. And no, though we're not going to discredit her feelings, because I think a lot of times, like, as a 12-year-old little girl, 12-year-old little boy, we were going through a lot of things that maybe 12-year-olds probably should not have been going through. Like, we were taking on a lot more than I know some people were. And with all that still being said, we have made a way. You have made a way. You've made a way to, like, bypass all of that. And I love that. Kisses and flowers all to you, boo, because you doing the damn work. And I love that for you. And with all of that being said, like, I just want you to really think about what your future self would say. As we sit and think about what our 12-year-old self would say to the version of us that we are now, what would your higher self say to you? And that's what I want you to think about. With all the work that we're doing, yeah, life is hard. And yeah, we do have to make hard decisions. And sometimes I feel like, you know, maybe this is too hard. But our 12-year-old self would come in and be very proud, even when it comes down to the bills. You know, she prayed for independency that you have, boo. She didn't care. She didn't care how many bills that they told her that she was going to have. Girl, enjoy it while you're young. She didn't care. She wanted to live her life. She wanted to have her own apartment and have her own car and drive to work on her own and have her license, you know, and graduate high school. You are, like, doing things that she wanted to do. And I just want you to sit back and think about just that. And if you can think about that, and you can be proud of where you have and really have come, because even though we might be where we are now, you might be looking, okay, Yana, you saying all this, girl, bills still got to get paid. You know, I'm still leaving people that I do not want to leave. I'm standing on boundaries I do not want to stand on. And you know what? It's just a lot harder. You're right. I get it. I understand as well. You are still here, you know? You are still here. And I think you are doing the best you can. And your best is enough. If nobody has told you, baby, I'm gonna be the one to tell you today. With all of this, like, being said, I just want you to know that these hard decisions and decisions that we're making now and just the things that we are doing now adds up to our higher self. And if you can be proud of where you are today and what you are doing today, I want you to really, really be proud of where you're gonna go next. So I just want to remind you of that. If ain't nobody, you know, reminds you of it, because I know it's a little bit hard, especially when we do have things going on and we're so worried about the next goal and the next goal. But it's really only something that you can sit and do if you take yourself outside of your body, take yourself outside of where you are now. You know, you can't reflect on something when you're still standing in it. But if you really think about, like, how far you have come and the things that you have done before this, girl, you good. You can be able to do everything else after this. And I just want to give you a little bit of grace, because I know that it's hard. But with all that being said, I want you to ask yourself, like I said, what's next? What's next for your future self? Even if you have a child, like, think about it. God bless you with a child just so that way you are able to also heal a part of you that needed to be healed. You're able to give that child, to give your family. You wanted a family? Okay, cool. Look, now you have a family, and he's blessing you with something that you weren't able to get from someone else. So he's giving that to you. I just want you to remember that. Like, you're able to do whatever you want with your family. That's a blessing in itself. That's the biggest blessing that I could even think of. I just want you to also just think about it. Like, 20 years from now, like, what would your future self be saying about the person you are today? You know, think about the car that she's driving and where she's living in and what her room looked like, even down to the T, to the house, her job, her car, her bathroom. Like, really sit down and picture. Honestly, like, it's not even something I would say you have to think about, because we are all working and building the best versions of ourselves. But I just want to let you know that at the end of the day, the same way you've built, everything you've done around you brick by brick by yourself, you're going to do it all again as well in 20 years. You're going to continue to do it. And I know it might sound like, girl, Yana, that sounds like a lot. But think about it. Like, time is going by so fast now. And as we sit here, I only can imagine about where I'm going to be in the next couple of years. I only can imagine about where you guys are going to be in the next couple of years. Your younger self will be proud of you. And if nobody told you, I'm telling you. You know, you are doing the damn job. And honestly, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of everything you got going on. And, you know, you're doing enough. You're doing more than you think, actually. Day by day, we make the small changes to be able to see everything. Like I said, it comes from those small conversations with people where you can see how much someone's grown and how much knowledge a person really does have. So I just want to really leave y'all with something this week. You're doing better than you think. I appreciate all that you are doing if nobody has said that to you. And it's all going to work out for you, you know? Your younger self will be very proud of the life that you are living today, even though it might not have been the life that you planned of. And with all of this being said, you're still going to make it. You're still going to figure out everything that you want to, and it's going to be exactly how you planned it. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I am so happy to see you guys on the next one. And thank you for joining me today. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.